I was presented with a shaila about checking tzitzis before you put them on, whether it what it applies to, and also if you're in shul and they ask you to go daven for the omid, should you take the time to check the tzitzis under those circumstances? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, this really a din that comes from Tosfos, that a person is chayef to check the tzitzis. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches, starts in Se'if Tes. So in Simen Ches Sif Tes, he actually, the Biragola points out the Tosan Brachas Yadala Menachas Lamitvav, and Ipaskins Kodem Shivarech Ya'ayan Bechuti Atzitzis Imhem Ksherim. Before a person makes the bracha on the tzitzis, he should look to see if they are kosher, Kadesh Lo Yivarech Livatol. So they shouldn't make a bracha Livatol. So this sounds like the whole reason is that it's a chashash of a bracha Livatolah. So why is that? Is it not because, are we not concerned that the tzitzis are actually pusel and you're going to violate the mitzvah saseh of wearing a dal kanfos without tzitzis? Or is it just because of the issue of the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkatan Chaf Beis points out, he says, Afagav de Balav Hachi Yesh Chashash Isser. He says, no, really, the truth is, even without the Isser of a bracha levatola, there is a possibility of an Isser, sheyilbash beged shaldalat kanfos below tzitzis. We don't want you to wear a four-cornered garment without wearing tzitzis. Mikol makom mukmileach hezkasei shehaya kosher. Here you have a chazaka that it was actually kosher, meaning the last time you put on these tzitzis and you took a look, I assume you noticed that the tzitzis were kosher, and therefore, if you later come to look at the tzitzis and, I'm sorry, if you later put on the tzitzis without checking them, you have the right to be somech on the chazaka that they are kosher. So why then can't you be somech on it over here? So he says, Rak mishum chomer de lo sisa sheyesh al bracha levatala hechmiru levodko. So he says, this is really a chumra ba'alma because of the possibility of violating a bracha levatala, which is an isser of lo sisa sheyma shemelo kecha lashav. Now, the question is this an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan? So that's subject to machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, saying a bracha levatala is actually a violation of the Ten Commandments of Osis Hashem Hashem Elokech Lashav, whereas according to Tosfos, it is not. It's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Tosfos Hashita is that if you say a bracha levatala, you still were praising Hashem, and therefore you didn't actually violate losisa, but it is an isser of losisa midirabbanan. Since the Gemara uses such a lashon of losisa, he says it must be at least an isser of losisa midirabbanan because you didn't say the bracha in the way that the chachamim wanted you to say. So he says that's why we're not samecha on the chacham. That's why we're not samecha on the chazaka. Okay, but he points out that further. He quotes Avol ha'achronim kosvu d'tzarach livdo kulam. He says, based on this svara, you would have thought that if you're going, let's say, like Rav Scheinberg's atzali, you put on a lot of pairs of tzitzis, or even a person is wearing a talis katan and a talis gadol at the same time, and let's say most people, they put on a talis katan and they're going to wear a talis gadol later for shachris, they don't make a bracha on their talis gadol, so there should be no chiyah to check the talis katan because of the kashash of bracha levatala, because you're going to check the talis gadol, you're not going to make a bracha levatala there. So he quotes b'shem the achronim, and this is many achronim. If you look in the Baragola there, the Sharatian there, so he says many achronim hold that it's not that you still have to check the talis katan because of two possible reasons. Number one, this is a case that we don't want to rely on the chazaka, where it's easy to be mavara the mitzias. We don't usually rely on chazakas and robes and things like that. Whenever you can just easily check it out and see the truth, you're not supposed to, you know, sit back and say, well, the chazaka says kosher, why should I bother to find out the truth? That's number one. And number two, this is a bad chazaka because it's constantly in flux. There's a possibility that it got ruined and now the tzitzis ripped. I think this is more shaykh for a talis katan than it is for a talis gadol. Nevertheless, it's an issue for both. And then he points out that if you're going to miss davening with a minion, or they called you up to the Torah, so then you can put it on without checking it, as long as you knew that they were good beforehand at some point recently. So he says there you don't want to make the tzibur wait for you, or if you if you're in a situation where you're going to miss minyan, you should not miss minyan. Minyan obviously here meaning missing davening shmona esrei together with the tzibur. Now this is all in terms of an individual who wants to put on his own talis. What about a case where you're going to be borrowing a talis? There's two types of borrowing a talis. Type number one, borrowing a talis, is when you're borrowing it from a friend for, you know, for the sake of putting it on. And type number two is when you're taking the talis of the tzibur. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, these are actually two totally different things. Borrowing from a friend, in general, we say that a talis she'ula is pater from tzitzis. We're not machayev you to put tzitzis on a four-cornered beged that's borrowed, right? And that's issue number one. However, the Mishnah Berurah is also of the opinion, and this is a machlokes in those kelim and Shulchan Aruch, what the status of the talis of the tzibur is. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah accepts the psak that a talis of the tzibur has a din of a talis shel shutfim. All the tzibur is considered partners with one another, and therefore you are chayef to make a bracha on the talis of the tzibur if you're wearing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Now, So he says in the Bir Alach over here, Kodim Shivarach Pashit Hu the Bein Talis Shelo Bein Talis Sheula came into Shalul Lispawel Bo Im Kain Sarach Levarach Halav to Hu Kishelo. So he says that even if you borrow the talis, but if you borrowed it for the sake of using it for tefillah, then obviously you want to be the owner of it, and it's considered like yours for the sake of davening and for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore you have to check it out, unless he says that you're going to take it, you know. He gives an example where you're definitely not going to be koneh. It's just completely borrowed, and therefore you're not going to have to check it because you're not going to be making a bracha on it under those circumstances. So he says, basically skipping a little bit in the Bir Halacha, he says that according to the minhag and the psak of the Derech HaChaim, where a guy just gets an aliyah and he grabs a talis quickly just to go up to the Torah, so there he's not really putting on the talis for the sake of being yotzi the mitzvah of tzitzis, he's just putting on the talis mishum kavod tzibur. So he says, in that case, you don't have to check it because you're not even having in mind that you're wearing the tzitzis for the sake of the mitzvah. You're putting on an extra beged for the sake of kavod tzibur, so you're not going to make a bracha on it certainly, and therefore it would be okay. So he says that, if you're putting it on, on a talis of the, he says that's when you borrowed it from somebody else. But if you're going to take the tzibur's talis, where we pointed out that according to Mishnah Berurah you do make a bracha on a talis of the tzibur, so he says in those cases you certainly should check it because there you're supposed to have intention to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis with it, as well as you're allowed to make a bracha on it. You're supposed to make a bracha on it, and therefore we don't want you to be making a bracha levatala. Now, in terms of which parts of the talis you check, and in terms of what you're actually looking for, we'll try to deal with that next time. But just one other thing that the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Samach, which is quoted by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his first tshuva, the entire Mincha Shlomo, which is a very interesting thing. He's saying that because we paskin mitzvos tzrichos kavana, and in general, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah without having intent to do so. Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes from the Bir Halacha where he says that you have to be very careful when you borrow a talis from the tzibur. You should have kavana for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, because if you don't, then you're not getting the mitzvah of tzitzis. And it's hard to say such a thing, but this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's as if you're wearing a beg at Dalet Kanfos without tzitzis, because you're not getting the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is against the famous comment of Menachas Chinuch in Shin Chafei, where he talks about the mitzvah of sukkah. Okay, that's the topic of Rav Shlomo Zalman's actual tshuva over there. But nevertheless, and Rav Shlomo Zalman then wants to take it and run with it even further and say that according to the Bach, who holds it, you're supposed to have special kavana when you put on the tzitzis every single day of Laman Tizgru, as kol mitzvah Hashem, you're supposed to remember all tariag mitzvahs when you put on the tzitzis, so you certainly, certainly should have kavana when you put on the tzitzis for the sake of the mitzvah, and always have kavana for the sake of remembering the tariag mitzvahs. This is something that people should be more careful about. Really, we know the Bach, when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah, that a person is supposed to have in mind Zecher L'Anani HaKavod, but the Bach actually quotes three places you're supposed to have special Kavana. The other one, obviously, is, as we said, is the mitzvah of Tzitzis. You're supposed to have Kavana for the sake of putting on the Tzitzis Zecher L'Tarig Mitzvos, as well as putting on Tefillin L'man Tia Torah Hashem Ficha. You're supposed to have in mind that the Tefillin represent Torah, and binding oneself to the Torah so that it will be in your mouth.